Chapter 11. Bruff Receives a Visit. The following day, Mr. Bruff was told that a man was waiting to see him at his office. When the man entered the room, Mr. Bruff noticed that he was an Indian dressed in European clothes. He showed Bruff a little box covered in jewels.
"I have come, sir," he said, "to ask you to lend me some money. I will leave this box as a guarantee that I will pay my debt."
"I am sorry, but I never lend money in this way," said Bruff. "The money I have is given to me by my clients. I never lend money to strangers or with this type of guarantee."
With no argument, the Indian got up to leave.
"May I ask one question before I go?" he said.
"Certainly. If I find someone to lend me the money, how long would I have to pay it back?" he asked.
"According to the law of this country, you would have 1 year from the date on which you received the money,"
Bruff replied. The Indian thought about this information for a few seconds. Then he walked silently out of the office. Mr. Bruff thought for a short time. And suddenly he understood what the Indians were planning next.
"I see,"
he exclaimed to himself.
"The Indians think that the diamond has been given to someone as a guarantee for a loan, and that it is now in a bank. The diamond was stolen at the end of last June, about 6 months ago. If the person who stole the moonstone gave it as a guarantee for a loan, he only has until the end of June this year to repay the debt and get the diamond back. The Indians have been defeated twice. I believe that they will not be defeated a third time. Whoever leaves the bank with the moonstone in his pocket will be in great danger."